With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. A pedestrian is dead after a crash involving a transport truck just east of London's downtown. It happened around 12:30 yesterday afternoon on the Adelaide Street Bridge near King Street. The pedestrian was pronounced dead at the scene. Their name has not been released. Police are asking anyone who was in the area between 12:15 and 12:45 with dash cam footage to call them. An assault charge has been laid after a man and woman were hit with bear spray inside a downtown home. A woman had tried to break up an argument between two men in the home in the area of Horton and Clarence Tuesday night. The resident of the home ordered the other man and the woman to leave. As they were exiting, the resident allegedly sprayed them with the noxious substance, causing all three to be overcome. A 20-year-old London man is charged with assault with a weapon. Two southwestern Ontario Indigenous-led healthcare centres are getting a $1.4 million funding boost. Elgin Middlesex London MPP Rob Flack announced the cash yesterday for southwestern Ontario Aboriginal Health Access Centres locations in Chippewa of the Thames and Newbury. The money will allow for more services and better healthcare access for Indigenous peoples. Commuting between London and St. Thomas will soon be easier. A new bus route between the two cities is slated to begin rolling April 8th. The intercity service operated by Middlesex County Connect will make four round trips per day Monday to Saturday and have reduced services on Sunday. A one-way ticket is just $5. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.